By a lopsided margin of 55% to 45%, voters Tuesday defeated Hard Rock's proposal for an $800 million resort casino on the Big E fairgrounds. Ted Hebert, a member of a grassroots organization that worked to defeat the casino, was thrilled.
We care about our local community. We care about our jobs, and that is why the citizens of West Springfield did what they did.
Tim Malin, Hard Rock New England president, said the company had no plans to try to put a casino somewhere else in Massachusetts.
It's not even something I considered. You know, I thought that we were going to win here. We obviously didn't.
The outcome leaves MGM in Springfield and Mohegan Sun in Palmer to compete for the lone casino license authorized for Western Massachusetts. Paul Tuttle, WAMC News.